friends to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again, and to greet you as always in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And oh, listen, I want Him to be yours. He can be yours. He came to be yours. In fact, the Word of God says, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Well, I hope this finds you well. I know it finds you blessed. And what a great privilege we have today, friend. What a great day. Hey, do you know what? It's the Lord's Day. This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, the writer said. And well, I hope you are. I really hope that you are. It's an exciting time of the year. At the making of this program, at the initial airing of this program, it's the beginning of a new year. We're just a few days into a new year. Isn't that amazing? Actually, at the first airing of this program, we have seen a week come and go. But all look, we're still at a precipice, friend, where the opportunity of new beginnings is real. I mean, to tell you where you can stop something and start something, where you can begin again. I believe that's why we have the Lord's Day on the eighth day. I mean, the Lord's Day, which is Sunday, is the morrow after the Sabbath. It's the eighth day, according to the Word of God. And it signifies, the number eight signifies a new beginning, new things. And all, friend, all, listen. Listen, some of us, saved and unsaved, need new beginnings. Some of us need new things. We need to stop something and start something, and really, that's what this message is about. I've opened my Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 13, and I'm going to look at a familiar passage of Scripture, a familiar parable that most every Bible reader knows and could remember, and I want to make a little application of it. I'm going to take it away from its normal usage. I'll tell you what that is before I do the application, but I believe it's fitting. I believe God would have us to consider it this way, or else that wouldn't be what I'm preaching. But before we do that, Deb's got a song queued up, tuned up, ready to go. The title of it is, It's Good to Know the Shepherd. And friend, I'm glad I know Him, but I'll tell you what, I'm more glad that He knows me. You enjoy this song, I'm sure you will. When Deb is done, I'll be back with the message.
I'm standing on the mountain, so high I can touch the sky. Then I saw a deep, dark valley waiting on the other side. I questioned my dear Lord, how can this be? I'm the shepherd of the valley, I lead a sheep. His life is made of hills and valleys that accompany.
like that, friend. I hope you do too. Oh, listen, friend, I'm glad to know the shepherd. And like I said, I'm glad that he knows me. In the book of Matthew, chapter 13, we find, listen, a great passage of Scripture. It's one of the discourses, I believe we could call that, that Jesus gave, that we have a record of. And in this great passage, friend, we have seven, some people count eight, and that's okay, parables, but I'm going to deal with the first parable that Jesus gave. Like I told you in the introduction of this program just a few minutes ago, that it's probably the most well-known parable out of these seven parables we find here in the Gospel according to Matthew. And I'm going to give you, friend, listen, I believe the interpretation of it, but I'm also going to make an application of it for the message this morning. And listen now to what Jesus said. He was at Galilee. He was actually in a boat teaching a group of people that were on the shore. And the Bible said that he spake in verse 3 many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony grounds, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because there was no deepness of earth. And when the sun was risen up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them, but others fell into good ground, brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. I want to talk to you today for just a little while about this question. I want to ask you a question. How's your ground this year? How's your ground this year? You know, friend, that's a common question to ask gardeners or somebody that works in the soil. How's the ground look this year? You know what? There's nothing like putting your hand in the soil. Nothing like putting seed in the soil and watching it to grow. There's just nothing quite like it. It's rather amazing, somewhat mysterious, friend, how that God has made that to happen. But look, can I tell you what? Before anything happens, as far as fruitfulness, as far as productivity, as far as return on the investment of time and effort and money, the soil has to be right. The ground has to be prepared. Look, we can take seed and throw it on the ground, on fallow ground, on places that are unprepared, and it'll lay there. Nothing will happen. The birds will have a feast on it. Oh, there may be one seed here and there that when the earth dries and cracks and then closes up and rain comes, that there's something produced, but not like God would intend it, not like God would design it and desire it. So I'm going to ask you something today. As we look at this message, as we think about how's your heart, I want you to take it personal. You say, preacher, you preaching at me or to me? I want to say yes. I'm preaching to you and at you. I want us to listen to the Word of God. I want us to hear the Spirit of God. I want us to be honest with ourselves. Look, friend, we have the privilege today of reflecting on a year that's gone by. Matter of fact, at this point of our life, all of our life has gone by. Every year, every opportunity, every success, every blunder, everything that we could rejoice in, everything that we regret doing or not doing, we can look at it. So look, we're standing in a good place. We have a good opportunity to know that there's something ahead, opportunities ahead, privilege is ahead. And we can do something, friend, differently than we've ever done in all of our life. But it's up to us. And you know what? It's determined. The outcome will be determined by the soil. And as we look at this great parable, I know that it's talking about sowing the seed of the gospel, the message of Jesus Christ, the opportunity for men and women to be saved. And these four different types of soil, friend, from the stony ground, or the ground that doesn't have much earth in it, or the ground that's filled with thorns, or the good ground that's been broken up and ready to receive the seed, I believe it speaks of the heart of man. And we're going to take this interpretation over into the application. I believe, listen, friend, the heart of this message is the heart of the message. I believe that's what he's talking about. And I believe when Jesus was teaching this lesson, the people could look on that hillside in Galilee while Jesus was on the sea. They could see every kind of soil that Jesus was talking about, from the soil that was trampled down because there was a path in it. People trod it often and regularly. And when the seed would fall on it, the only thing that could really be done is the birds to have a buffet. There was stony ground where all kinds of rocks, somebody said when we were in Israel one time when God created the earth, He had 10 bags of rocks to put throughout the world, and He put 9 of them in Israel. I mean, there's all kinds of stones, all kinds of rocks in Israel. And then there's a thorny ground where a certain kind of bush would grow up, and it was a weed, and it wouldn't allow, friend, listen, it wouldn't allow if the weeds hadn't been removed and the earth, the fallow earth broken up, it wouldn't allow for any kind of fruitfulness, any kind, my friend, of produce to be expected and to be produced, if you let me say it that way. So we're going to look at the heart. We're going to look at the heart of the matter in this parable. We're going to make application to save men and women. Look, I don't believe these four hearts depict four different kinds of saved people. I don't believe that. I believe those hearts, listen, friend, depict people that could have been saved. But God gives us a vision of the heart, a look into the heart of how that they are. And the effect, friend, listen, the effect that the Word of God could have, the same seed fell on all of these grounds, but the only ground that it went in to bear fruit was the ground, bless God, that was broken up, that good heart that was ready to receive the seed. Can I tell you what, friend? If we're not careful, we'll forget the heart is the heart of the matter. And I want you to know our heart. Hey, if you're saved, say amen. Amen. Listen, I'm glad you are. I'm glad you know Christ. But can I ask you something? How's your ground? How's your heart? How's it in relationship to receive the Word of God? How is it in relationship to see, received, and do the will of God? How is it, friend, in relationship to be obedient to the Spirit of God as He leads you or as He guides you, like the Word of God says in truth? How is your heart in preparation to God's will, to God's Word, to God's way, to God's work? How is your heart? Hey, listen, friend, if we're not careful, we'll display these four different kinds of hearts as believers. And you know what we'll do? We'll lose out. Without a doubt, you and I will lose out. We've got to take care of our heart, even after we've opened it up for salvation, even after the gospel, the hammer of the gospel has broken our heart, and we kneeled an altar of prayer under conviction of sin, under a broken spirit and a contrite heart, and we say, God, I'm a sinner. I ask You to save me for Christ's sake, and God does. We've got to take care of our heart from that day forward, friend. We've got to work to break up the fallow ground. We've got to work to keep it from getting crusty or moldy or just unable or really it's unwilling to receive the soil. And you know what has to happen? Bless God, to get the ground right in the spring of the year, hey, there's got to be some things that are tore up. There's got to be some noise made. There's got to be some injury. I suppose I could say to the ground, hey, listen, friend, we used to garden with a Gravely tractor, and those machines are nothing less than beasts. I mean to tell you, we had plows and we had cultivators. And oh, do you know what I learned? I learned, bless God, you stick a plow in that attachment on that Gravely, walk behind Gravely, and you sink it in the ground, you know what it'll do? It'll tear it up. It'll break it up. And we'd listen. We'd get that fallow ground broken up. It'd be plowed, but it needed to be cultivated. You know what Daddy'd do? We'd change attachments, and we'd run through that plowed ground and get it ready to plant seed. And you know what my dad would do to me and my brother? Hey, listen, you know what he'd tell us? He'd say, all right, boys, we've got the ground broken up, and here's what I want you to do. I want you to go through it and throw the rocks out. I want you to throw the rocks out. You know what would happen? After we'd plant the seed, after we'd break it up, after we'd get the rocks out. Listen, something began to happen. Weeds began to grow. And you know what Daddy would tell me and my brother? All right, boys, it's time to weed the garden. Everything doesn't look like this. You get it out of here. You pull it up, and you pull it up by the roots. Can I tell you, sir, ma'am, that's what we need to do to the sin in our life, to those besetting sins that keep recurring and recurring and recurring, robbing us of our joy. We need, friend, to decide that we're just simply going to prepare our ground so that God might work in us and through us to bring fruit to the glory of God and for our good. But I'll tell you what, you got to have your ground right. You got to let the Word of God prepare it. Got to listen. You got, hey, how much do you listen when you go to the house of the Lord? You know what a preacher ought to do? He ought to sink the plow deep. I mean, that's his job. Bless God. That's his job, to take the gospel, to take the Word of God and plow my heart and your heart. Oh, I'll tell you, friend, listen, in order for soil to produce fruit. And in this parable, if you look at this parable, can I tell you the difference in all four of these different types of soil, which represent the different types of man's heart. You know what the difference is in them? The difference is fruit. Only one of four of these soils produce fruit. I don't know about you, but bless God, I'm going to produce some fruit that'll last for eternity. I want to have something when I stand before Him, or when that great crowd bows before Him that we see in the book of Revelation, casting their crowns at His feet. I'm going to have something to lay down before Him, don't you? Well, I'll tell you what, how's your ground? How's your ground? Does it need cultivated? Didn't a prophet by the name of Hosea say, break up your foul ground and to sow to yourself in righteousness? Didn't Jeremiah? I'm going to turn to Jeremiah and get it. It's in chapter 4, I believe it is, verse 3. Didn't Jeremiah talk about foul ground too? He sure did. Listen to what he said in verse 3. For thus saith the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your foul ground and sow not among thorns, saying, now look, my time's running out. I'll tell you, friend, look, it's a great thing, preaching, that if you're not careful and look at the clock every now and then, time gets away from you. Look, let's look quickly at these different types of soil. The first type of soil, you know what it was? And he sowed some seed that fell by the wayside. The wayside, again, is that place where people walked. I mean, it's a path. It's pre-concrete path. It's just a path where the dirt has been compacted and trodden down by people, and it's not prepared. And you know what? When you throw seed there, and sometime when they were casting seed, some of that seed fell on those paths that were near their field that they were planting. And you know what? It was a time for a buffet for birds. I mean, these birds just came and they just picked that up. How many times have you gone to the house of the Lord? Your heart's not been prepared right. You stayed up too late. You watched the wrong movie. You're reading the wrong book. You're visiting the wrong places on the internet. You're having the wrong conversation with the wrong person. It could be a multitude of things. Bless God, bless faith that you just went in the house of God because you were afraid what people would think of you and say about you if you didn't show up. You didn't pray before you went. You didn't prepare your heart. You wasn't ready to receive the Word of God. And the man of God had prepared and prayed and sought God. God sent him a message for you. God sent him a message that would change your life, that would edify you, that would help you, that would challenge you and bless you and grow you. But you know what? Seed just fell off of you. It just hit your heart and fell to the ground. I mean, to tell you, the birds came and they had a feast that day. It could have been seed that brought forth fruit for your glory or for God's glory and for your good. But all because your heart wasn't prepared, you said the pastor was dry. Boy, I'll tell you, it's the worst message you ever preached. You'll say something like that. What other kind of ground are there, preacher? Well, he said, look, some of it fell upon stony ground where there's not much earth. I mean to tell you that that ground, that kind of ground, that stony ground. Listen, it's kind of hard. That'd be the easiest way to say it, would it not? And you know what? Stony ground doesn't give you much room to grow anything. I mean to tell you, can I ask you, sir or ma'am, we're going to take it on into thorny hearts too. But what's your heart filled with? Are you hard over something? I mean, does something happen to you 35 years ago and you still haven't got over it? My God, sir, ma'am, isn't it time you get over that and get going? Isn't it time for you to get up and get going again? My Lord, I'd hate to have that as a testimony. I can remember 23 years ago, preacher, it was on Sunday the 25th of June. Hey, listen, friend, get over it and get over yourself. Ask God to forgive you. And look, though you won't forget about that issue, you can get over it by the grace of God. Listen, friend, don't let your heart get hard. I mean, keep adding that which would soften it. Keep reading the Word of God. Keep praying. Keep seeking the Holy Spirit's presence and His power in your life. Ask God to come by and give you a shower of blessing. And then when He does, friend, you spend your time throwing those rocks out of the garden. You know where they're at. You know that they're holding you back. They're holding you down. Just get rid of them. And then there's another type of soil. This is a thorny soil. That's what he called it, was it not? It was a thorny soil, he said, and some fell among the thorns, and the thorns rose up and choked it. Boy, that's what thorns do. Boy, you go back to the book of beginnings, and you remember when Adam and Eve sinned? You know what God did? God cursed everybody that was involved with the fall of mankind. He cursed that old serpent who Satan had taken over his body. And he said, now listen, buddy, on your ground you're going to grow a goat from here on in. He looked at Eve and he said, look, there's a curse on you. You're going to have all kinds of pain now when you produce babies. You're going to have a lot of birthing pains. And he said, now Adam, look here, son. Here's what's going to happen to you. You're going to earn your living by the sweat of your brow. Hey, you know what he said? He said, the earth is going to be cursed. It's going to bring forth thorns and thistles. You know what thorns are a type of? They're a type of the things of the world. Can I tell you, sir or ma'am, some of you listening to me, you're under conviction. You know what I'm going to say. Listen, you've got too much of the world in you because you've got too much in the world. Isn't that amazing? You've got into the world. You've grown cold and indifferent to the things of God. Right? You remember when you used to be on fire, when you used to have a testimony, when you used to sing in the choir, when you used to teach a class, when you used to be a part of this committee and that, when you were the first there and the last to leave. Hey, when you were being willing to do what God would have you to do for His glory, but the things of this world choked them out. I mean to tell you, look, that first briar bunch came up. It didn't cause you much trouble. Oh, it pricked you. It pricked you in the spirit. It pricked you to where you were convicted. It pricked you to where you were hurt. But you got over it. You thought, that's not bad. That's okay. I can stand this and withstand this. Hey, how's your soil? How's your ground this year? Hey, you know what? It's time. It's time that we break it up. It's time that we weed the garden. It's time, bless God, that we allow the Word of God to do its work, to disturb us, to injure us if have to. I mean to tell you, the Word is like a sharp two-edged sword. It cuts going both ways. But all it brings with it, the bomb of Gilead. There's no way to produce any kind of fruit, bless God, until we get the soil of our heart prepared, broken up, ready to receive the Word of God so that we might produce fruit for the glory of God. How's your heart? What's in it? Has it gotten hard? Has it been trampled down? I mean to tell you, friend, listen, are you walking with people that you shouldn't be walking with? Are things walking on you? I mean to tell you, look, are you not investing enough time? You say, I don't have time. Don't give me that. You got enough time to do anything that you put a value to, anything that you believe is important. You find time to do it. Hey, listen, let's get back to the Word of God. Let's get back to the house of God. Let's get back to devotion to God. Let's get back to putting God first in our life. Let's get back, bless God, to our praying, to our seeking God, to our believing God, to our living for God, for our working for God, for our looking for God, for our waiting for God, for our learning about God, for our loving Him and longing for Him. Oh, listen, friend, let's prepare our soil. Let's prepare our heart. Let's prepare how to be fruitful this year like never before. Until the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TomAndDebbie@InspirationalTruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at InspirationalTruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.
The Lord.